Jeffrey, first of all, great to have you back. Nice to see you racing again and doing what you love.
Yeah.
How do you sum up today? It was a bit up and down for you and sketchy moments through the slower traffic.
That's where I messed up in the slower traffic, to be honest. Like, first moto, like, they use a different net in MXGP, so I was going for MXGP style, let's say, with my RPM and the position, and I just slid off and I was dead lost. So I had a struggle to work my way through, and I think I got 7 or something. I didn't even push that hard. Second moto was good, got second on the start and been actually following Glenn throughout the whole moto. And it was decent. Like, I was happy with it. My speed was good, and I felt like I could run the guy's speed. And the last moto, I was behind Glenn, and I actually wanted to go for the pass, and then we got straight into the MX2 guys, and they were left, right, they were everywhere. And then, one guy tried to move out of the way, but then he hit me into the bank, and then a few other guys passed me, and then I even tipped over, and then I just got fourth. So, to be honest, the first and the third motor wasn't good, and my riding wasn't good all day. I felt like I didn't really have pressure, but I just, when I was riding, I felt like my arms were like pumping up, and I just didn't feel like myself. But I guess it's normal when you haven't raced for that long. You need time to get back at it. It didn't look good today, but I guess in a few weeks from now.
Well, I saw the first moto, you were waving your arm, trying to shake the arm pump out and things,
I had so bad arm pump, like, it was unreal,
And how different is racing? This is your first sort of race with Glenn and Roman compared to practicing all winter. Is it a different adjustment with the pace and stuff?
Yeah, this is way different than practice. I mean, you can compare it. Like, when I'm riding, I'm racing, I'm just riding alone, I'm doing my laps, and I go home, and I feel like, okay, I'm good, I'm fast, you know? But now it's the first time I'm meeting myself a different guy, so it's proving I'm off. Like, even though, like I said, second one I went in there, I can.
You had the pace.
I had the pace, but just, I'm not right at the point that when I'm 15 seconds down, I can close them in.
Yeah.
So, I got work to do, but I also knew that.
Yeah.
Like I said, it wouldn't be realistic if I would come back and win all three motos. So we got work to do, but we'll get there eventually.
And this is your first year racing with the new bike, and also you've had a year off with yourself.
Yeah.
Are you trying to figure out what bit you need to improve the bike, and what bit is you just getting back to race pace? Is that difficult?
Racing is completely different. Like, I feel like when I'm running, when I'm practicing, just going third gear, blah blah blah, do my own thing. Well, now I'm a second, third, traffic, and fresh from the front, fresh from the back, so it's a different story. And I'll take it like it is. Sorry.
And Tim got injured last week, obviously, but you were careful through all the back markers when you had a bad start there, especially first moto. Obviously, you just want to make it to the GPs, and it's a mega long season. That's the plan to increase.
Yeah, today was nothing to win. Like, there was only things to lose. So I was like, and also that last moto, we had a lot of shadow, like the sun went down. So. I just wanted to go save, and my main goal is honestly, I want to become world champion, but at the same time, I just want to reach all motos, you know. I believe once I get back in my good rhythm and I do a lot of racing, I'll get back to where I was. It just requires time, and then I just need to make sure I'm everywhere, you know. It's the stupidest thing for me to do is now to yard sale myself and get injured as well. Like, I mean, my main competition is out, so, yeah.
And you're likely to break Stefan Everts' record. Stefan's going to be in the pits with you this year, the way the setup is at the lane.
Yeah.
How will that be? Does it have a big legacy, a record that maybe might never be beaten?
Yeah, would be nice. That's what I'm aiming for. That's what I'm going for, to fight for a championship and obviously to beat that 101 GP record.
And there's a lot of world champions in the tent this year with you, with Tony, Joel, Stefan a wee bit, and obviously yourself.
Yeah.
How fun will that be to have so much experience, but also you're the guy on the bike that still has to make clear decisions? Is it going to be difficult? Or?
I think it's like, if I think correctly right now, it's like 29 championships walking around in that tent. So there's a lot of experience and a lot of acknowledge. So just need to make the best of it. I mean, I've got not anything to do with Stefan anymore. He's just Liam's father, and they work together. But for me, I do my own thing. I work with myself, and try to get the best out of myself.
And working with Tony, are you going to be working closely with him, or is he going to let you operate how you know how to operate yourself?
He's in the team, but I basically do my own thing. So, like you see, he's not here today. I just do my own thing, and like I always have done, basically.
And finally, this year off, or last year you were off, does that mean you love motocross more, or did you find a life without motocross that you've never seen before? How was that for you?
I love motocross more, but then after today I love it less, because I got my ass kicked really bad. And now even all the top guys are here, so. I love the sport. I don't love winning, so I know what I need to do. I need to step it up and get a lot of races on the belt, but yeah, I did miss it, and I mean, a year off was nice at one point, but I still like being at the race.
Well, is that why you've extended your contract? You've maybe got a mental break from the pressure, because you're always expected to win. I don't know if people understand that's a lot of pressure for a guy like you, and you had a break from that for a year.
Yeah, that was pretty nice as well, but at the same time, like now, I don't really care. Like people even, I run in that, oh, we expect Knowings to win and Hawks. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm just here to get racing under my belt. And I knew my goal when I came in was just to get racing in. My goal was not to beat Glenn or beat Farrell. Those guys were racing all last year. And I knew that wouldn't be realistic. So I don't really think about that. I just think about myself, grow throughout the year and become as good as I can.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.